Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're live from X-Golf in Alpharetta, the Halcyon, they call it. And yes, we are teeing it up in here with the indoor simulators. Entertainment already underway here as the weekend gets started. Appreciate you hanging out. Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Got DT back at the studio. We got Harper, our roadshow engineer. Harper ready to play a little golf today, too. Road Dog Gillespie in the house. A little closer to home for Road Dog today. He's up in that Lake Lanier community, living the high life up there, brother. A lot to get to today. Hey, DJ Shockley's going to hang at 10:20 today. Fox 5 sports anchor, Falcons and Bulldog insider, Georgia football legend. Looking forward to DJ hanging out as we get this show started today.
Bucks Big Take.
This just in, the Atlanta Hawks are a disaster. What we witnessed in Chicago Wednesday night in the play-in game, what that was, you might be confused, what that was the Hawks giving us a play-out performance in the play-in game. Now, sure, there are plenty of excuses to go around. Injuries disrupted what could have been a good season. Hear a lot about that. And it is true. Hawks had the seventh most games missed by injury. But this underachieving goes way deeper than that. Defensively, this team was one of the worst in basketball at any level. And wasn't Coach Quinn Snyder supposed to fix that? He was sold as a difference-making coach. Yet under his guidance, the Hawks are 46 and 56. Let me sum that up for you in one word. Unacceptable. The backcourt tandem of Trae Young and DeJounte Murray was supposed to be awesome. Instead, it doesn't work. If the wrestlers and general manager Landry Fields can't see that, then they've got to be blind. Did I mention the backcourt is now set to be paid a combined $67 million next season? The organization should put a for sale sign on both these guys and just see who's interested out there. Because we've got to break this up. It doesn't work. And right now, the wrestlers are staring down at paying a luxury tax for a non-playoff caliber team. And what that is, that's insane, is what that is. And let me bring in Harper all over the NBA and the Atlanta Hawks. Harper, from the outside looking in, from my perspective, and I've been a Hawks fan from day one. From the outside looking in, the culture looks bad to me.
Yeah, it looks rough.
It's a bad culture. Let me tell you why I think so. It's a culture that apparently they spend more time pampering these players than trying to win basketball games. I mean, you play on Monday, you rest on Thursday. I just don't get it.
Well, let me shoot the Hawks organization just a little bit of bail. The Hawks, just like in previous years, have dealt with injuries to a lot of key players. You missed.
Oh, here we go with the excuse.
Well, look, Onyeka Okongwu, you know, missed his 3 weeks because of an injury. Yeah. Obviously, Jalen Johnson re-injures the ankle. He's been dealing with the ankle over the last month and a half.
Yeah, he tweaked it, what, two, three times.
He's a major piece. He's taking a big step this season. And you're having a lot of young guys, Garrison Matthews, a lot of the rookies having to really step in and play big minutes. Now, they've given you decent minutes throughout the season, and they play well. But some of those, that's some of those guys' first time there. Shots were not falling. That's the little bit of bail I'm going to shoot. That's the little bit of bail that I'm going to shoot the Hawks.
Well, and not falling. My goodness.
Well, absolutely.
How about playing a little defense?
Well, that's something that's plagued the Hawks most of the time this season as well, being one of the worst defensive teams in all of basketball.
Yeah. But 27th in the NBA.
Yeah. But the duo of Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, you know, there's a lot of talk about, can these two guys coexist?
Well, no. Not effectively. And we saw it, the emotions spill over in the play-out game, that I call it, against Chicago, into the first half. Trae gets the ball to DeJounte late. He doesn't have a shot. They don't, really don't even get a shot up before the buzzer sounds. And you see Murray ticked off with Trae Young as they go to the locker room.
Yeah, I don't put too much credence into that. I mean, what happens, the frustrations and emotions on the court when you're in the heat of the moment, that happens on any team.
Well, you got to be blind to see that this isn't working in the backcourt. If you're going to pay, invest that kind of $67 million in the upcoming season, in the backcourt alone, and if you can't see that this is dysfunctional and it's not going to work, then I just think you're not you, but in general, people aren't paying attention.
Yeah, I think the take that I have is probably one that is not popular, and I think it's the more difficult decision to make, but it's hard for me to turn a blind eye to. I know this team has struggled, whether both are on the floor and healthy or one is in and one is out, but what I did see when DeJounte Murray was leading this team while Trae Young was out, I saw some differences. I saw a little bit more togetherness. I saw a little bit more accountability. And this is not to shun Trae Young. You know, obviously you can't just go find a guy that can average 25 and 10 off the street.
Yeah, thank.
And he's your franchise guy. But I cannot ignore what this team looked like with DeJounte Murray. The ball moved better. Like I said, there was a little bit more accountability. And if I'm the front office, and I know this may not be popular, I'm taking calls on both, but I would probably rather keep DeJounte Murray.
Well, yeah, and as I said in the big take, the monologue there, you put them both on the market and see who's interested and go from there. But you got to trade some of these dudes. I mean, Capella coming into his final season on that two-year contract he signed. You got Bogey. Does he have any marketability at all?
That's why they gave him that new contract. His contract is very movable.
He's going into year two of a four-year deal. You got Okongwu. You're talking about stepping in. It looks like that is reasonable to assume you're going to have Okongwu now stepping in for Capella, and they're going to try to move him. Bogey, whether he's back or not, you want to build around Jalen Johnson. He's part of the future here. I tell you, the guy I want to get rid of is DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, he shows up one day, and then the next day he pulls the no-show.
Yeah, and between his lack of defense, which is what you took him number four overall to do, to play defense and hit shots. Well, one, he can't stay on the floor because he's been injured so often. And two, when he's been on the floor, he has not been hitting shots, and his defense has declined over the years. So that $90 million contract extension that you gave him is not looking too good right now.
Hunter, he's as soft as that Dairy Queen ice cream that you can go through the drive-thru and get.
I used to go through
that soft serve ice cream. Yeah. That's what DeAndre Hunter is. Sadiq Bey, Garrison Matthews, Kobe Bufkin.
Who's a rookie?
You got Veet and A.J. Griffin.
And Sadiq Bey, obviously, could he be a piece that could be on the market? He tore his ACL.
Restricted free agent.
You know, it depends on what they want to do with him. He's coming off of an ACL tear. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
It's looking bad right now. Looking bad. Not a balanced roster at all. And it's really, really frustrating. And it's the first time ever on the Buck Belue Show we've led with the Atlanta Hawks. Wish it was good news, but I just had it up to here, ending the season on, what was it, a 5 or 6 game losing streak, where you weren't even trying to win, in my opinion. You're trying to get ready for the playing game. And then you allow, what was it, 140 points in the first quarter?
You allow 40 points in the first quarter.
It seemed like 140. That's what it seemed like. All right, let's see what's popping out there.
Let's find out what's popping.
All right, got some news on the Georgia Bulldog football team and the transfer portal. I think it's pretty much public knowledge that Kirby Smart is searching, looking to add another quarterback to the quarterback room. I mean, you got Carson Beck, and he's one of the top five quarterbacks in college football coming into the season. So you're not looking to replace him. You got Gunnar Stockton, who I believe solidified his status as the backup quarterback during the offseason, through spring football practice, and during G-Day. Shades on into club. The only other scholarship quarterback you have is a true freshman, Puglisi. And they had him dressed out in full gear, and he's walking around on the sideline with a crutch to get around on the sideline. I guess Kirby said, look, you're not coming out here in street clothes. So put on your uniform, grab your crutch, and get your butt out there on the sideline. Trying to toughen the kid up, I think, is what the deal is. So they're looking to add a fourth quarterback, and word on the street is they are expected, that's the key word, expected, Georgia expected to offer Arizona State quarterback Jaden Rashada. Now, does that name sound familiar? It should sound familiar. And you're probably thinking, where have I heard that name? Rashada. Rashada. Oh, yeah, Rashada. He was the one that was going to play for the Florida Gators. And the collective, the Gator Collective, and the Rashada family had agreed on apparently an unbelievable amount of money for him to go play football at Florida. I mean, reportedly, if you believe what they're saying out on the street, it was a... And I know that this is incredible that here we are. This is the point we are in college football. That we're talking about a deal between Rashada and the Gators, a handshake agreement, 4 years, $14 million to play college football. Double the amount of what is normal, and I'm reluctant to use that term. Nothing's normal in college football these days. With the collective and the transfer portal, there's nothing normal about it. But that's double the amount that you see in similar cases. Well, came time for Rashada to go to Florida. And he found out the Gator Collective, they weren't going to be able to cover the handshake agreement, that they weren't going to be able to pay up the $14 million. And so Rashada says, okay, well, then I'm just going to have to go somewhere else. And so that's what he did. Went and played at Arizona State as a freshman, played in three games this past season, four touchdowns, three interceptions. Pulled up the video and watched this last night of the little bit of playing time that he got. And he's impressive. We're talking about a kid 6'4", 185. Sort of looks like Jaden Daniels, who also went to Arizona State. Ended up at LSU. Now he's going to be one of the first picks in the draft. Sort of looks like him. But apparently George is interested. And earlier this week, I was talking about, and I was trying to portray what Kirby Smart's message would be to these potential quarterbacks in the transfer portal. And, you know, I was making fun, trying to have a little fun with it. But basically, I'm sure what Kirby and Bobo are selling Rashada is that, tell you what, you come to Georgia, and we'll put a championship ring on your finger this year as you get acclimated and watch Carson Beck do big things. And then at the end of the season, you're going to compete with Gunnar Stockton to be the quarterback in 2025. And oh, by the way, we've got a collective that now we probably aren't going to pay you $14 million. But we've got a collective. And by the way, Kirby was selling it during G-Day. I saw it on the big scoreboard during one of those timeouts, pause and play, where a Kirby and a recorded announcement came out and encouraged everybody, all 50,000 in the stadium, to be a part of the Bulldog Collective. Now, they didn't have white buckets when you exited where you could put some change and some dollar bills in there. But they were asking 50 grand there at the stadium to be a part of the collective, man. Help us buy some of these players to bring them on in here. There's nothing normal about the college football these days, but that's the word. Bulldogs looking at Arizona State quarterback Jaden Rashada. He was one of the top 50 players, rated players in the 23 class. He considered Miami, Florida, LSU, Ole Miss, seventh-rated quarterback in that recruiting class. He's a California native. And we'll see if Kirby ends up grabbing him. And that's what's popping out there. So Hawks and Bulldog quarterback room we lead with today. So glad you're with me. We appreciate it. Monday through Friday, 10 to 11, here on The Fan. It's the Buck Belue Show. Coming back on the other side, got DJ Shockley in the house. No, he's not going to be here at X Golf. Domino is, but we're going to grab Shock on the phone. We're going to talk about G-Day and what the Falcons are up to in this NFL draft. You got the Buck Belue Show. We are live in Alpharetta at the Halcyon, broadcasting live from X Golf, taking you to 11 here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Fan, 680 and 93.7. We're in Alpharetta at the Halcyon, enjoying life at X Golf. I want to invite you to check it out at playxgolf.com. We'll be telling you more about that coming up in a little bit. DT, I appreciate the Earth, Wind, and Fire, brother, on a Friday. Weekend's almost here after another hard work week. I barely got by last week. I mean, they sent me to cover the Masters on Monday in Augusta.
What a long, terrible trip for you, I'm sure.
Had a six-day work week. I had to go over to Athens and work G-Day on Saturday and sit in the president's suite.
Man, you had to go to a golf tournament and Georgia Spring game in one
week? Well, it's not just this, the best golf tournament in the world.
What a tough one for you, bud.
Well, now, look, I'm not trying to portray that I'm working as hard as DJ Shockley. And let's go to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line and bring on DJ Shockley, Fox 5 sports director, UGA and Falcons insider, joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Now, DJ, I don't know if you heard that, but I'm not portraying the fact that I'm working as hard as you are, brother.
I mean, first off, I know the president, but I never sat in the president's suite, so that means you're doing something right. That's what that means. So you're doing good for yourself, but, you know. So, hey, I still got a little ways to go to say, hey, I'm sitting in the president's suite during G-Day, just relaxing, you know.
Well, you know what it took? It took the fact that they shut down the other side of the stadium and getting rid of that press box area that we've loved for so many years. And so they housed us, the media. You know, I'm with the despicable media like you are now over on that visitor side. But it was fun. And, Shock, just wondering overall what your thoughts were on the upcoming Georgia team.
You know, Buckman, I'm excited to see this group go. Obviously, there have been a lot of turnover. There's been a lot of additions. And the schedule coming in this year, Texas, Oklahoma coming in, get a chance to go to Texas this year. there's a lot of things to be excited about when you think about this Georgia football season coming up. Obviously, the biggest one that, you know, you and I pay attention to a lot is our Carson coming back, having the year he had last year, and then Coach Martin, Coach Bobo going out and finding some more weapons to add to the offense. The defense is young, but they got some talented players on the back end, talented players at linebacker. I mean, this is a team that Kirby continues to stack year in and year out, but this year I think it's going to feel a little bit different because you have a lot of guys who are hungry to get back to a national championship. You got some guys who are older guys who feel like we left some stuff on the table last year. So there's a lot of motivation from this team to get back to championship style of football that they were used to in the last couple of years.
Well, let me be real here, Shock. We got cheated last year, getting shut out of the playoffs. Man, I'm so excited about the fact we're going to see this team lead with the passing game. I mean, you got this quarterback that can spin it. And I look at this weaponry, and I see 10 to 12 guys deep and quality options to get the ball to. Let me run through them. Colby Young looks good at that X wide receiver spot. Ra Ra Thomas, Dylan Bell, Arian Smith, London Humphreys, Dominic Lovett, Michael Jackson. Woo! Anthony Evans, Delp, Lucky, ETN. Which one of these guys do you like the most?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it's going to be tough to be Mike Bobo this offseason just because he's got so many guys that he's going to have to figure out a way to get the football to. And, you know, all those guys are fun to watch. Obviously, Dylan Bell, the way he came on last season, you saw Ra Ra come up with big plays in some ball games last year. We saw Anthony Evans coming in the championship game and give the dog a spark with his play. We saw Colby Young in the spring game with that just dynamic play in the end zone and huge frame, being able to go over to get the football. He had three catches in the ball game. Two of them went for third down. The other one went for a touchdown. That tells you the impact he's going to have. And then, obviously, having my man Dom in there. I think we've all heard about the rapport. And I talked to Carson about it. He said he felt really comfortable with Dom. Even Dom said during the spring game, I asked him, he's like, man, it feels so good to have a year under your belt and you just feel more comfortable. So, I mean, you go down the lineup, like you just mentioned, there are dudes everywhere. And then adding ETN to the fray, having a home run hitter that can go and take it to the house, it's going to be an offense that's going to put up numbers.
Offensive line looking good, Shock. I know you appreciate that. I just love this Jared Wilson, who's stepping in for Sed right in the middle of the offensive line, a three-year starter. Van Pran moving on to the NFL. And so I was a little concerned until I got to know Jared Wilson a little bit. We had him on the show recently, watched him, focused on him in G-Day. Shock, I don't think there's going to be any drop-off at all at the center spot. And then at guard, you got three guys you can count on, Fairchild, Morris, Ratledge. Tackle, you got Green and Truss. And I like this Freeling kid. Excellent in pass protection, solid run play. I mean, we got an offensive line that's going to be one of the better ones in the country.
Look, the craziest thing is we just went through a skill group and we went 7, 8, 9 deep. You just talked to the offensive line, you went 7, 8, 9 deep. You got depth everywhere, especially on his offensive side of the ball. And when I knew that Jordan was in good hands with Jared Wilson was when, over the past couple years, I got a chance to, you know, be kind of close to Sed. And this past year, he talked about Jared. He talked about how athletic he is, how smart he is. And I knew then we were going to be okay with Jared Wilson in there. He has that ability, and he's going to have, like you mentioned, he's got two, three guys that's going to be next to him that's played tons of ball in the SEC and big-time ball games that he can lean on. So I don't think there will be a drop-off. You got veterans all across that line of scrimmage who play so much football for Georgia. And then you got a quarterback that's done it, too. So it's going to be fun to see exactly how this unit comes together. But you're right. It starts up front, protecting the quarterback, creating run lanes. And this is the group that's been there, done it, coached by Coach Searles, who we know is one of the best in the business.
Hey, let's hit on the defense for a moment. As you mentioned off the top, got some young guys that are going to be playing this year. I love the fact there are three All-American caliber players on that defense, one at each level. You got Mikel Williams on the front line. You got Smile Mondon at linebacker. You got Malachi Starks at safety. And going into G-Day, my concern Look, I know Warren Brinson and Nazir Stackhouse are pretty solid veteran players, but my concern was the young guys behind them. How good will they be? Kristen Miller, Jordan Hall, got this Xavier McLeod transferring in from South Carolina, Jamal Jarrett. Those guys, I think it's really key that those young guys were able to rotate in and hold up the fort, so to speak. But is it the cornerback spot that concerns you?
Well, yeah, I think you bring up a good point, especially with the guys that come behind, the guys who played a lot, like the Warren Brinson, Stackhouse, and Ingram Dawkins, all those guys who've had time on that. But I think if you look back, Christian Miller played a bunch last year. Jordan Hall played a lot last year. As a true freshman, you love that those guys got a chance to play. That's one thing you love when you go to Georgia, you watch Kirby. It don't matter what age they are. It don't matter when they came in. If they can help the team, they will. And you saw a lot of that last year. So now their role changed a little bit, and I think they add value. But I think, yeah, on the outside, that is the position that you worry about, is that other corner spot. We saw Daylon Everett, who get a lot of plays last year because nobody went against Kamari Lasser. So I think he's
legit.
A proven guy.
Yeah, he's legit.
He's gonna be a guy they asked to be one of those leaders on the back end. But you mentioned it, having Malachi Starks, and the one position that I'm really paying attention to, that even more than that, the other corner spot, because they had a couple guys step in, like David Daniels, Sisaba last year, who played a little bit, but and Julian Humphries too. But is Jonny Aguayo playing that star spot? And we know the last couple of years it's been Ty Key, it's been Bullard. So you've had guys who you know could stand up to the run game or the pass game, and Aguero is going to be that guy to really have to pay attention to, because you know Kirby loves that position, and that guy has to be versatile.
Yeah, it just I'm convinced Georgia will come in preseason number one, and they are certainly talented and deep enough to make a run at a championship shot. So you're going to be right in the middle of that. Hey, before we let you get out of here, got the NFL draft coming up next week, brother. Got these quarterbacks everybody's talking about. Who's the quarterback you like? I'm a Jaden Daniels guy.
Yeah, I'm spot on there with you. I mean, ever since watching him last season and then what he did this year was pretty remarkable, and the numbers he put up, the way he played. I mean, you look at his build, you say, this guy can't stand up, but he played tons of football over the last couple of years, and I think he's probably the most NFL-ready guy to go in right now. All the other guys are really good for sure. That's why they're at the top of this draft. But Jaden Daniels brings something extra and something really special that you got to watch out for, and I think he's going to be one of those, you know, in the mode of C.J. Stroud, where you can make a difference in year one as a rookie quarterback. So I'm excited to see where he goes, where he ends up, and then what he does in his first couple of years in the league.
I'm also high on Penix. A lot of people aren't, but I am. I think he's the best passer in the draft. I believe he's the most advanced processor at the snap of the ball in the draft. Who's the guy you've got some major doubts on? Is it Penix? Is it McCarthy? Who would you be reluctant to take?
You know, the only guy that I would kind of a little bit is Drake May. And I think we've seen over the past, you know, couple of years, like the Mitchell Trubisky, not just saying because he's from North Carolina, but, you know, you watch those guys who hadn't played tons of football, but also, you know, you felt like they were in a system that was beneficial for them. Can they go and play in another system? And I know it's been back and forth with him. Has a strong arm, has the mode of a Justin Herbert, but there were also games that you turn on and you say, man, what is that about? Well, where is he going with this throw? So there's situations that you got to really question. I know that can happen with every quarterback in every game, but that's the guy who I look at and say, all right, I'm not as confident that he could come in year one and lead your team and be successful doing it as I did, like you think about some of the other guys, like you mentioned, like McCarthy and Penix and Caleb and Jaden.
All right, Chuck, what are the Falcons going to do with that eighth pick, first round? You're in the house over there. Come on now, break some news here on the Blue Show today.
Nah, I got no breaking news. As you know, Raheem and Terry, they keep it pretty tight to the vest, and they want to make sure they get the best for their pick, but I think all signs lead to you got to find somebody who can affect the quarterback. And if you look over the years with Raheem and what he's done over there with the Rams, they've always had guys who can come off the edge. Of course, you had Aaron Donald in the middle, but you also, you know, had some guys who can rush the passer. And the Falcons haven't had that. I mean, I think it's been since John Abraham since the guys had W.J. sacks, and then you had Big Beasley come along. And since then, you haven't had anybody. So you need that guy who can affect the quarterback and force turnovers on the back end. So I'm looking forward to seeing him taking a possible edge rusher, and hopefully that's it.
Tell you, I want him to take that cornerback out of Toledo with that eighth pick.
Quinion Mitchell. Yeah,
nice. Like him too. Laid down that 4-3 at the combine, all this past breakups. I like the fact, too, that he's probably been dissed a little bit, you know, ended up going to Toledo. A lot of these big-timers come in from these big-time programs, and they're a little spoiled, you know. I sort of like what he brings to the table there. We're going to see, though, man. We're less than a week out. I know you're all over it. There at Fox 5, we're going to see you on the tube tonight.
Yes, sir. We'll be on there 6, 10, and 11. So I appreciate you having me, Buck.
Shot, keep up the great work, man. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
DJ Shockley, Fox 5 Sports Director. Shock has got it going on. Let's get to that Bulldog beat.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there!
Is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
We spoke about Rashada, the quarterback. Allegedly, the Bulldogs are going after in that transfer portal. And give a little shout out to Mike White, the men's basketball coach at Georgia. Made that run in the NIT. Boy, he and his staff have been busy. Seeing some guys check out in the portal, and news coming down overnight that they've added Mount St. Mary's guard DeShane Montgomery, a Fort Lauderdale native. Had a breakout season a year ago, 13 points a game. Looks like they'll plug him in at one of those guard spots next to Silas Demery, who's coming back as the point guard. You got Blue Kane on the other side knocking down three balls. That backcourt for Coach White looking better and better. Also wanted to throw out the baseball dogs. Wes Johnson and the boys, ranked number 24, heading into the series this weekend against Ole Miss, who comes in unranked. Ole Miss might be the only SEC team unranked, man, I'm just saying. Bulldogs 27-9, 7-8 in SEC play, and they are 22-2 playing at home at Foley Field. Game one tonight with the Rebels, 6 o'clock. And some big series going on in the SEC this weekend. You got number one, Texas A&M, number one in the country, taking on number 18, Alabama, number four, Tennessee, traveling to Lexington, taking on number three, Kentucky, number two, Arkansas, on the road in Columbia, taking on number 20, South Carolina, Gators up in Nashville, taking on number 13, Vanderbilt. So Charlie Condon and the boys, keep up the great work, hit some home runs, and have a big time against Ole Miss coming up this weekend. Right now, we want to reward you for listening to the Ballou Show here on The Fan. Well, on sale, we got Little Big Town coming to Gas South Arena December the 12th. And tickets went on sale last Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Little Big Town, special guest Sugarland and the Costellos on December 12th at Gas South Arena. We've got two tickets. Want to give away those right now at 404-231-1680. Two tickets right now to go see Little Big Town coming up in December. All right, a lot to get to. We're going to try to hit the quarterback club coming back. So we're getting ready for the NFL draft, so grab those shades, brother. You got the Buck Ballou Show. We're live from X Golf in Alpharetta at the Halcyon. You're listening to the Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Today, live from X-Golf in Alpharetta. Come tee it up. We are loving it in here. I just played Kapalua prior to the show and loved it. And we're going to have a busy weekend here on 680 The Fan. First Horizon Bank and Double Play ATL teaming up to give back. We'll be collecting new and gently used baseball and softball equipment to teams and organizations in need. And I want to invite you to join 643 with Dylan Short live. Bring your new and gently used baseball and softball equipment to Sandy Plains Baseball at Harrison Park in Marietta tomorrow between 9 and 11. Each person donating will receive a free car wash. Compliments of our friends at Tidal Wave Auto Spa. This is brought to you by First Horizon Bank and Tidal Wave Auto Spa. And then at that point, we got Sports Saturday with Westy, live broadcast 11 to 2 at Lake Point Sports, the baseball village. Got a lot going on out there with volleyball and hoops, baseball. Sports Saturday, live from Lake Point and Emerson from 11 to 2 with Westy. For Legends of the Spring, visit lakepointsports.com. For more information.
All right, Buck, I got a couple of questions for you. First,
what you got?
How did you shades? I got the shades. They're ready. But how did you play Kapalua? That's in Hawaii. And did you say hey to Chad while you were there?
Well, let me tell you, if I was in Hawaii and I played Kapalua, I'd be playing it with Chad. There's no doubt. Chad, aloha, Chad. What's going on? Normally, he's listening out in Hawaii.
Aloha.
No, we've got the simulators here. And let me just tell you, DT, this place is awesome.
Yeah,
X-Golf.
A little jealous back here.
The home of indoor golf. They got, it's an open space. You're not stuck in like a closet area where you see some of these simulators. It's wide open with tables and couches. Got a big bar here. Cellini and Domino, I don't see them. They're not drinking yet.
Well,
but, they're hanging out with the lovely lady behind the bar right now.
Shocking.
Am I going to get them in trouble by saying that? I'm not sure.
Shocking.
Want to invite you to come on by X-Golf at the Halcyon in Alpharetta. Have a big, big time. You can even get lessons here. No kidding. Yeah, grab the shades, man. We're going to the club.
Shades on in the club.
Come on, Cellini, get those shades on. We in the club.
Shades on in the club.
As we get ready for the NFL draft, man, I can't wait. Looking forward to seeing how many quarterbacks go in the first round. Because the all-time record in the NFL draft is 6 going in the first round. And I know a lot of these guys, they were in my era. 1983, 6 quarterbacks went in the draft. Elway, Kelly, Marino, Blackledge, Eason, O'Brien. 6 of them went in 83. 5 in 2021. You had Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones.
Shades on in the club.
And I think there'll be 5 going in the first round next Thursday. That's the Buck Belue Show educated guess. 5 quarterbacks go in the first round. Look, it's pretty obvious. Caleb Williams is going to Chicago. Play for the Bears. He'll go number one. And look, I can't wait to see what Washington does at number two. Educated guess says it's going to be Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders at number two. Boston at 3. What will the Patriots do? Certainly they need a quarterback. Is it going to be J.J. McCarthy? Let's just say it is. Just for this particular segment, McCarthy going to Boston at 3. And if you're wondering, Blue, you knucklehead, it's New England. Well, no, actually, it's Boston. J.J. McCarthy at 3. So at that point, look for Minneapolis. That would be the Vikings. Trading up to 5 with the Chargers and grabbing Drake May.
Shades on in the club.
And here's the kicker. I believe Michael Penix Jr. will go to the Raiders at 13. Raiders have been known to take a guy that most other teams maybe have rated a little bit lower. Basically, the Raiders, they don't care what anybody else is thinking. So those are the five. I think Bo Nix will go in the second round. Maybe that Pratt guy from Tulane going in the second round. Third round, Rattler and Pratt, and then second round, Bo Nix is the way I see it shaking out. But look, the Vikings moving up to get Drake May if he's available there at five. Makes sense because Drake May is sort of similar in the skill set of Kirk Cousins, who's now wearing that Falcons uniform. Guy that stands in the pocket and throws the ball downfield. And let me just say, if that happens, Drake May should be thrilled because that'll be the best spot for him. Mentioned it yesterday. Minneapolis brings the three P's. They got a great play caller in Kevin O'Connell. Got really good protection out of that offensive line. You got playmakers, Jefferson, Addison, Hawkinson, that he can get the ball to. If Vikings do move up and get Drake May at five, then Drake May should be thrilled. Shades on into club. Jaden Daniels has got to be a little concerned. If he goes to the Commanders at two, I mean, Dan Quinn's a little bit crazy, and that offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury's a little bit crazy. I'm sure he's got some hesitation there. Just doesn't look like a good situation from the outside looking in. Then with Boston, whoever it is, they take it three. I mean, they were a mess last year, averaged less than 14 points a game. Got Alex Van Pelt stepping in. He's never been a real play caller. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to Washington or Boston, I'm just saying. And there you go. You can take the shades off.
Shades on in the club.
Right now, we're just going to step right on out. And, hey, with the Braves, man, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you're going to get a free alignment, free oil change with your tire purchase. More home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals at Tire Discounters get. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
Mixed it up on me, Buck.
Yeah, man. So we ran out of time, DT. I just didn't have enough time to fit it all.
We talked Braves in the break. They're fine. We like where they're at right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Braves tonight are on Apple TV Plus. Is that what they're calling it?
I believe so, yes.
Well, look, you might not know how to get that or where to get that, but you can count on this. Every game this season for the Braves, you can find on the 680 The Fan free fan mobile app. Listen crystal clear anywhere, anytime on our fan mobile app. Driven
and
by Beaver Toyota of Cumming, Beaver Direct. Fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. And Chris Sale, we're going to throw Sale at the Rangers tonight. 7:20 start. See how the Rangers like that. They're not going to like it. And hopefully we're going to see Ronald Acuna Jr. just go on a tear. It's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show this week. We appreciate you hanging out. Got the Cellini and Domino Show waiting patiently to come on next. Stick around for that. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.